At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. Day 8 of the Paris Olympics featured several record-breaking performances in the pool as well as a heartbreaking moment for an American swimmer. Correspondent Denny Kapp reports.
American Katie Ledecky adds on to her legacy as the greatest female swimmer in United States history as she completes a four-peat in the woman's 800-meter freestyle. She becomes the first woman in history to win four gold medals in the same event in any sport, joining Michael Phelps and Carl Lewis on a short list of American athletes who've accomplished the feat. The most decorated woman swimmer of all time collected her 14th Olympic medal and 9th gold.
There's that old saying, I can't remember who said it, about how the medals fade, people forget their times, but, you know, you remember the relationships, you remember the emotions that you feel at these kinds of meets, and that's definitely what will stick with me.
The United States capped the evening with a gold and a new world record time in the 4x100 mixed medley relay, outlasting China by just 12 one-hundredths of a second and making winners out of Ryan Murphy, Nick Fink, Gretchen Walsh, and Tori Husk. Earlier in the evening, Canada's Summer McIntosh became the first Canadian athlete to win three golds in the same Olympics when she won the 200-meter individual medley. American Kate Douglas earned the silver. It was heartbreak for the United States' Alex Walsh, who was in position to win the bronze but was disqualified for an illegal turn.
Simone Biles won gold in the vault. It was her 7th gold medal of her career and the 3rd of the Paris Games. At age 27, was this her last Olympics?
Never say never. The home games is the next Olympics is at home, so you just never know. But I am getting really old.
In track, Julian Alford held off American Sha'Carri Richardson to win gold in the women's 100 meter. It was the first Olympic medal for St. Lucia. In soccer, the U.S. women advanced to the semifinals with a 1-0 win over Japan. Trinity Rodman scored an extra time for the United States, who will meet Germany in the semis on Tuesday. On to Major League Baseball, where Aaron Judge continued his torrid pace in the Yankees' win over the Blue Jays. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has the story.
Aaron Judge belted one of the Yankees' 3-2 run homers and an 8-3 pounding of the Blue Jays. Judge smacked a 2-run blast in the first inning for the second straight game, giving him a major league leading 41 home runs. Judge says he's aided by hitting behind Juan Soto.
For me, that just kind of helps me calculate my game plan and, you know, how the guy's probably going to attack me, because if he's not feeling his off-speed pitches, and it really lets me lock in on the fastball. If his fastball command's a little off, you know, he might try to go first pitch off-speed.
Trent Grisham added a 2-run shot in the second, and Anthony Volpe did likewise in the 5th before lining an RBI single in the 7th. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. went deep in the top of the 1st, but winning pitcher Carlos Rodon shook it off and allowed just 2 other hits over 5 in the 3rd innings. Loser Jose Berríos allowed 5 earned runs over 5 frames.
Coming up, the rest of Saturday in the world of sports. The Orioles needed to win in Cleveland to stay tied with New York atop the AL East, and they did exactly that by the score of 7-4, putting an end to Cleveland's 5-game winning streak. Jose Ramirez hit his 5th home run in his last 5 games for the Guardians. Zach Eflin was the winning pitcher as he gave up 2 runs in 6 1/3 innings. Seattle rallied from a 4-0 deficit to send the Phillies to their 6th straight loss, 6-5 in 10 innings. Mitch Haniger homered and walked with the bases loaded in the 10th inning to give Seattle the win.
Timely hitting's great. And sometimes there's no rhyme or reason why it works and it doesn't. You go through ups and downs all year, but I'm excited for these last 2 months because I think our offense is going to be clicking really well at the right time.
The Astros fell to the Rays 6-1 as Brandon Lau hit a pair of home runs for Tampa Bay. Jake Berger went deep and drove in 2 in Miami's 4-3 win over Atlanta. Jack Flaherty struck out 7 and allowed 5 hits over 6 innings to win his Dodgers debut 10-0 over the A's. Kike Hernandez and Gavin Lux drove in 2 for L.A. The surging Padres had a home date with the Rockies. Philip Gaughan, brings us this report.
Martin Perez and three relievers combined to allow five hits, leading the San Diego Padres to a 3-2 win over the Colorado Rockies. Perez, making his first start for San Diego following the trade deadline, went six innings, allowing just a run on three hits. He was the first Padres left-handed starter of 2024. Xander Bogaerts went 2-for-3 with an RBI in the Padres' two-run seventh inning that broke a 1-1 tie.
We know who we are as a team, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter if we play the Dodgers or the Rockies. Every game is the same important, you know. You got to win each and every one. These guys have been playing against us. That's very good.
Jackson Merrill's sacrifice fly turned out to be the game-winning RBI as San Diego won for the 10th time in their last 12 games. The Padres moved back into second place in the National League West and hold the second National League wildcard spot.
Washington built a 5-0 lead, then held off Milwaukee 6-4. Luis Garcia Jr. went 3-for-4 with a solo home run for the Nationals. The Cardinals scored three times in the eighth inning, then one more in the ninth to rally past the Cubs 5-4 in Chicago. Tommy Pham had two hits and scored the go-ahead run.
It's always a good feeling when the game rewards you for your grind. Then when it rewards you in that winning way, it's euphoric.
Pittsburgh was a 4-2 winner over Arizona. Joey Bart and Brian Reynolds went deep for the Pirates. Tyler Stevenson hit two home runs and drove in four in Cincinnati's 6-4 win over San Francisco. Hunter Green picked up the win, tossing shutout baseball for six innings. Detroit rallied from ninth and tenth inning deficits to stun Kansas City 6-5 in 11 innings. Wenzel Perez drove in the game winner.
It made me feel great. Much better feeling that I'm contributing to the team. And then, like, I know it's a great moment and for me and my family, and then it's awesome.
The Rangers beat the Red Sox 7-4. Jonah Heim with a three-run home run for Texas. Zach Neto's three-run home run in the seventh inning led the Angels past the Mets 5-4. New York had taken a 4-2 lead in the top of the seventh on J.D. Martinez's grand slam. The Twins sent the White Sox to their 19th consecutive loss, winning 6-2. Ryan Jeffers and Max Kepler homered for Minnesota. NFL wide receiver Tyreek Hill and the Dolphins agreed to a restructured contract Saturday worth $90 million, with $65 million guaranteed, his agent told the Associated Press. The Pro Football Hall of Fame inducted seven members Saturday, including Steve McMichael, who is battling ALS and is bedridden. He was inducted from his home in Illinois. He joins Dwight Freeney, Randy Gratishar, Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, Julius Peppers, and Patrick Willis in the 2024 class. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.